Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about administrative and finances are two crucial departments of a construction company. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Every company has a few very crucial departments, without which the function of the company is unthinkable. Likewise, the two most important departments of a construction company can be unarguably be the administrative and the finance department. It is perhaps after the consultant from head of these two departments that the company can take any major decisions. Again, you know, you got to have your HR administrators and all that. And, you know, the finance department, the ones that pay your bills and collect the money. I mean, very important departments. If either of these departments do not give their nod, there are high chances of non-happening of any activities. If the heavy equipment and construction laborers are two vital parts of the construction company on the field, then administrative and finance departments are the other two vital departments off the field. A person who wants to establish his or her own construction company needs to understand the workings of these two departments thoroughly, and once he or she is confident that they can take the vital decisions after understanding the functioning of the both of these departments, they should go ahead. The rest of the important parts, like knowing about the heavy equipment the machine is needed for which purpose, can be advised by professionals. But there is no expert per se when it comes to the finance and the administrative departments. No one can guide you accurately when it comes to finance section, as they do not know the business plan and the capital you have for the investment. If only someone knows about the business plans, they will be the position to guide you. This work is ideally done by the head of the department of finance section. Since he or she knows about the most important projects of the company is working on. However, if you are the owner of a small size or medium sized construction company, then you're probably not able to afford an expert and qualified person who will be heading your financial department. It is perhaps that you have to take a lead and take on all the important decisions. You will definitely be having a few men working under you, but they can only help you with the data. The rest will be your call. Therefore, it is necessary to understand how both of these departments work so that they will have a fair idea as to where the company is heading. Very important, people. Very important. The work of the admin team is primarily restricted to taking care of the employees by providing them with all the necessary means that enable them to work a safe environment. If the employee has any problem, the first point of contact he will approach is the admin team, who in turn will check how to get that resolved. If there's any monetary involvement in sorting out the problem, they might then get in touch with the finance team and check what can be done. This, if it pertains to any other issue that doesn't seek any requirement of finance team, then the process may become a lot simpler. However, it has been witnessed in the most of the cases that the admin team has to work in sync with the finance team and vice versa, making them the two most important pillars of the construction company. Again, HR, administrative, finance, the CFO, anybody that has to do with those entities are very important inside your construction company. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.